was more disappointing, to concede early or the manner of the goals conceded?
The manner of the goals, I think we conceded. I actually thought we had started quite brightly. There was some stuff. I'd seen some signs, where, you know, things we'd tried to work out. We wanted to get forward, wanted to pass the ball better, wanted to play better. And it's going to take time, but, you know, the referee, I still think, could have got out of the way for the first goal. He passed it, but we get it back, so it's our fault. It's not the referee's fault. But we give it away again, and just outside the box, they quickly thread a pass through, which, again, maybe we could have stopped. And then the sort of final bit of the defending. So after it, we had chances to correct the mistake. We didn't. And, no, that was disappointing. But the second goal was from a corner kick, which we didn't win the first header, but we cleared it and not in the right positions around the edge of the box, and their shot went through a set of legs and into the net.
Well, we talk about confidence so often, but you could clearly see Stokes grew immeasurably in so many ways. And you go into a game a point apart, but you know, it could have been a bigger gulf than that when you looked at the way their confidence rose.
Yeah, but I think that's the way it is. You know, we're needing a little bit of stuff to go for us, and we're needing to get a goal and play well. I thought there was bits of it where we did play a bit better. I actually thought we played better in the first half than we did in the second half. You know, I thought the first half at least we showed signs. The second half we made sure we didn't concede any goals. We were a bit more rugged defensively at times than we had to be. But apart from Jermaine hitting the post in the second half, then we probably didn't show an awful lot of attacking intention really.
You've had to put out, I mean, I use the term patched up team just because of the way things are at the minute. And yet you see another injury during the game. I mean, I don't know how serious Patrick was, but again, it's these little things, they're just chipping away, aren't they?
They do, but the biggest thing was we had an inexperienced team out today. It looked inexperienced when you looked round it, and you're coming to places like Stoke where, you know, over the years it's never been an easy place to come and win. And we're asking sort of a lot of the young players to make a difference at where we are in the league and come to these stadiums and actually make an impact. And like today, Didier, I think, made a couple of mistakes on a couple of passes for goals, got caught in the ball for the second one. But if you put young players in and you bring new players in, they are going to, it's going to happen at times. So we have to expect that at times.
But the support is there. They, you know, you saw that support behind the goal. They've travelled in big numbers. They stayed with you to the end.
The support was the highlight for Emdy, who was involved with Sunderland today. The support really stuck with the team, showed how big the club is. You know, brought 3,000 supporters here and really stuck with the players, because it would be hard for them at 2-0. But I've got to say, you know, well done to them. They were the ones who, if Emdy deserves the credit, it's the supporters of the football club for the way they sort of conducted themselves and made sure that they kept the pride and the name of Sunderland up.